Okay. Good to see you, Yosef. Okay, let's begin. Good to see everybody.
Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin. Sam, thank you for bringing Mr. Brewer. Everyone got Gemaras? You got everything? Okay. A few horrors I just want to begin with. Yosef was asking me some questions after Shir. First of all, I want to be honest. I made a mistake on Ach. Ach Chilek is on Hem and Aleph. Remember I said Dalam and Aleph? But I did do a lap. I did four laps. Yesterday after Shir, I walked to the GW. It wasn't because of this, but I did do four laps walking around. So I did. If I make three more mistakes, I'm covering myself, okay? All right? Rashi on Dalam and Aleph did say Ach Chilek. Okay, but I was wrong in the Gemara. Yosef pointed out it's Hem and Aleph. Okay? That's the first Nikud I want to mention. Second Nikud is, a few fellows were asking me, where does it say in the Shas that we're not allowed to invite a Goy for a Yontif meal? So I found that that's in Beya on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where it says, Beferish, Ein Mezamnim. I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. Ein Mezamnim Akum. It says on Shabbos you can invite him, but not on Yontif. Okay? It's on Chaf Aleph. Chafal from base. Let me just read you the Lashon. It's a powerful Lashon. On Chafal from base, you ready? It says the following. Uplid Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Mizamnim es anachri b'shavas. The ain mizamnim es anachri b'yomtev. Gezerah shem yarba b'shvilo. Because you might make a special dish for the goy, and it says, Lachem v'lo la'akum on Chafal from Aravim Bey. You're not allowed to cook for a goy. Where is it quoted in Shulchan Aruch? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Thank you, Sam, for bringing it. In Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Beis, Ein Mavashal and Tzorach Kusim B'Yomtif. You can't cook for a Goy on Yomtif. Lefikach Asu Lazmino. You can't invite him. Shema Yarba Bishvilo. Bedavka Lazmino. Right? You can't invite him. Okay? You just can't invite him. And Yosef was asking what happens if he comes. But Lamais, it's not a good idea. I mean, you don't want to kick him out. It'll be a Chil Hashem, but listen, you got to make sure that he doesn't come on Yontif, okay? It doesn't help that I have prepared all the meal. You're still not allowed to invite him because a linebacker might come over, a huge guy, and my wife will make him a special dish. So just for him, you can't cook for a Goy on Yontif. So that's in Tuf Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Please get it. Yes, Sam.
So the reasons Rabbi said yesterday... Were those from the
Lubavitcher Rebbe? This is in the Gemara about cooking. That's any Yontif. The Rebbe added on in the Seder, there's a few other reasons. Oh. The reason is the Korban Pesach, a Goy can't eat. And then I added on a third reason that you're going to have him over in Yeshe Shvoch Maschah Alagoyim. You know, Alagoyim. Even though he might be a guy that's Yodei Hashem, so maybe it wouldn't apply to him, it still probably make him feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You say, pour the wrath of Hashem's anger on all the nations. He's one of those nations, but maybe he knows Hashem, so maybe it wouldn't apply. Okay, that's the second Nakuda I wanted to mention with the Mechaber. The third Nakuda, I just want to point out, Yosef pointed out very nicely, do you remember we had that Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz, that he had, you could have the Vav? Remember he said you could have the Girsa Vav? Yeah. Even as referring to a Gabbai Tzedakah, so I was wondering, why would he motivate him? So Yosef suggested, if you look in the Rashbam's Dibra Maskel, he has Vilo. In the Dibra Maskel, he has Vilo. And Tosis is talking within the Rashbam that's Gabbai Tzedakah, so there shouldn't be a Vav. But the Rashbam has the Vav. So that's why Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz says, not so bad. You know, you could still have the Vav and say it's referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah's job to take care of who? The Ani. That's what Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz. You can have Vilo Yifsechu, and it's going on the Ani mentioned before that the Gabbai Tzedakah should take care of him and give him what he needs. So I thought it was a beautiful Ari Yosef said that the Rashbam has the letter Vav. And I just wanted to point out also, and maybe we'll talk about this another time, that there is a fifth cup, the Kos of Eliyahu, that's corresponding to the word Vehevesi, that Hashem brings us to Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi, Rashbam, they don't quote it at all. And all those Makoros we had yesterday, no one mentions it. Maybe we'll devote another time, sometime before Pesach, to discuss what the Makor of Kos Eliyahu is. But I just want to note that now.
Is it in the Gemara?
It's a question what the Makor is. Might be Yerushalmi. Well, we discuss it, but I want to just note that it's corresponding to the word Vehevesi. Okay. And the last Nakuda I wanted to mention was what Jake pointed out. I think it was yesterday? I just went through that Gemara in Ksubis right now just before Shir, and it is true that a father gets the Maisei Yadayim of a Ketana and a Nara, both. The only difference between a Ketana and a Nara is what? That a Ketana he can sell, a Nara he's not allowed to sell. So the Pasuk that is needed is for a what? For a Nara. But for a Ketana, since he can sell her, of course he could get her Maisei Yadayim. Okay, very good. Excellent, Jake. Okay, good. These are the Nakudas. Now we're in the middle of the Taisvus. Okay? I don't want to pick it up from the Mew. Let's refresh our memories. Okay? Let's refresh our memories. And Ben, you'll read today. Is that all right?
Yeah,
let's just refresh our memory. We're in this Tosa Tirmaska Lo Yivshu, the second one. What did Tosa start off saying? He started off saying from the Lashon, it's Mashmak Sas, that who's the only one who has a cup? The Balabas. Excellent. And he's motzi everyone with his own. And it's a svara that why should the Arba Kosas be any different than Kiddush? Kiddush, the Baal Bas is motzi everyone. So why should Arba Kosas be any different? That's one stage. Then he says Umiyu backs out of that. What does he say, Aryeh? He says maybe everyone has a cup by Kiddush. Right? Maybe everyone has a cup by Kiddush. Yeah, and everyone's got a drink. And what Gemara does he quote later on? What daf? Kufavim Navdim Ravashi said Kiddush. What did the elderly man do? He bent down to drink his cup. Evidently, everyone has their own cup. That was the second stage. Then what was the third stage? Then he points out the Gemara in Erevin that talks about Zman, Shechianu. The Rav Chista was offered a cup for Kiddush at Rosh Hashanah. His Mashvi, he's the only one who had a cup. So he goes going back to that theory. And then he quoted that the Gemara says later on, Kuf Chesem and Alf Hishke, that you give a little bit of drink to your kids, but who's the only one who had Rov Kos? The Baal Abbas. The Baal Abbas is the only one who had the cup. They're drinking from his cup, but he drank Rov Kos. Yes? He drank Rov Kos. Mashma that what? That they're Yotzi only with Shmia. They don't have their own cup. And also, it was Mashma from that Gemara that it was a one-time deal that he gave to his kids to drink. Mashma, they don't drink at all, generally, because they don't have a cup. So that's the third stage of Taisus. We're up to Miu. Does everyone have it?
Everyone
got it inside. Miu yesh lidchos. Okay? That's the phrase where we're up to. Guys, look inside. In the middle of the Taisus. Taisus going back and forth about this. Miu yesh lidchos. He's lumping together Arba Kosas with Kiddush. Ben, you got it?
Not in Miu,
Galim Kiddush. Miu yesh lidchos I have. I have in my Taisus. Miu yesh lidchos. It's the fourth line of the Taisus, or fifth line. Right after V'odeh ma'ashul ha'chachil ein regilin la'ashkosam. Miu yesh lidchos.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead. Guys, everyone got inside. Are you following? Let's get it. Okay? Miu, go ahead.
Miu yesh lidchos, b'sheyeshu aham kos la'atzmam.
He says, I can slug up that riot. Every child had their own cup. They all had their own cup. And not only did they all have their own cup, they all drank their own cup. But they also drank a little bit from the Baal Abbas too. But he drank Rove. See how you can slug it up? Go ahead, Miu, you can read it again. Miu yesh lidchos.
Miu yesh lidchos. B'sheyeshu aham kos la'atzmam.
Excellent. And they each drank their own cup, and they also drank a little bit from his, but he drank Rov Kos. Go ahead.
Inami b'vana b'vnei vana.
What does inami mean? Another way to slug it up. Inami, another way to slug it up. Inami means or else. Go ahead. Inami again.
Inami b'vana b'vnei beso ketanim mairi. Shelo higiyu l'chinuch.
Oh! The children were so small that they had no cup. They don't have to drink because they're not allowed b'nei chinuch. They were 3 or 4 years old. But if it was a real katan, or it was an older katan, what would be the din? Or an older, young, let's say, bar bas mitzvah above the age, would you need a cup? Yes, maybe. Go ahead. Oh, and b'nei beso meant only the little children that there's no chinuch. But a wife, of course, has to say kiddush. She has her own cup. She would have to drink from her own cup. So Tosus now goes back into the stage that what, Natan, that everyone needs a cup. He's going back and forth. I've never seen this before in such a Tosus. Now he goes back and forth again. Now he's going to prove this Mahalach. He just slugged up the riot that the Baal Bas only has the cup. Now he's going to try to prove the other way. Go ahead.
The Gemara Mashma should tzarich kol echad arba kosos.
Each guy needs arba kosos. Not like we said, the lo yifeschu lo. Only the Baal Bas. Go ahead. That's on Daf Kuf Chesem and Aleph, isn't it? I think it's Kuf Chesem and Aleph, isn't it? That Machlokes?
Yeah.
I think so. Go ahead. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say to the Tana Kama? Go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, matov eles l'tinokos b'yayin.
Yeah, what on earth is the purpose of tinokos is having yayin? It's a joke. They don't know it's flying. What is that mashma?
Mashma de la Tana Kama tzarech kos af l'tinokos.
Ah, it's mashma that they also need a kos with the kama. So now Tosis is proving that what? That everyone does have a what? Does have a cup. Yes? So he says, don't be medak for the Mishnah Lo that the Baal Bus is the only one. Okay, go ahead. Now he slugs that up. Go ahead. Kamar. Read it with Kamar. It didn't mean that each one has his own cup. They have to listen to the four brachas. The machlokes tina, go ahead, umishum.
Umishum chinuch.
Meaning it's the machlokes tina kamar of Yehuda, whether the babies, the little children have to hear the brachas. But drinking, for sure, they don't have to do. Everyone agrees drinking they have to do. So Reb Yehuda says it's ridiculous. They don't have to hear it. They don't know what's going on, but of course they don't need their own cup. Of course they don't need their own cup. They were just arguing their chinuch, so now he slugs it up by saying that what? No one need, they don't need to have their own cup. Unbelievable. Go ahead.
Umishum chinuch. Sorry. Avinira lahachmir lehatstrich arva kozos lekol achad.
But despite all that, he says everyone should have their own cup at the Seder. Like the Rush's conclusion in Simcha Falef. Go ahead.
Vehamachmir tzarech lehizahir shago yehe kosim.
Yeah, you should make sure their cups are not defective halachically. We discussed that. If you've drank out of it before, right? You makes it pogum, so you have to refill it or you have to wash it out. Go ahead. If you taste from it, it makes it pogum. So make sure that what all everyone's cup is good. So Tosis goes back and forth. I think it's like five times. If you count, he started off saying the Baal Bus has it. Then he slugged it up by saying, what, with the elderly man in the story, each one has their own cup. Then he went back with the Gemara with Shechianu, and he said, Hishka Labanov, and it was a one-time deal, that's Mashma, that only the Baal Bus has it. Then he says, you can slug that up by saying, everyone had their own cup, Lamaisa. And it was, or young children, Shloigi Lechinuch. And the woman, and everyone's got to have their own cup. And then he says, you know what, I can prove to you that everyone needs their own cup. From the Gemara, Kuf Chasim and Alpha, don't make the deal with Yuchzalo. Then he slugs that up and says, no, everyone had to have their own cup, they just have to hear the Arbakosis. And then he goes back and he says, no, you should be Machmer, everyone should have their own cup. No? So many times back and forth, I think it's like five times, right? And he says, make sure everyone's cup is not pogum. So the conclusion of Tosfos, Sam, let's get down to our notes, is the bottom line is that by Arbakosis, everyone should have their own cup, and also by Kiddush. He lumps together arbakosis with kiddush that everyone should have their own cup as well. That is the maskana satayis, like the Rush. And let's get it clear.
Wait, but from the
lashon tosos,
when it says machmer, does he mean
dinner? Well, like the Rush said, no gula hachmer. You're right, but he has a suffix. And that is what our job has to do right now in the beginning of Shir. We have to try to be lamdonim, bezrat Hashem, and try to figure out, al pilamdis, what is tosos suffix? What is he arguing about? What is he pilpling about? Aryeh, please, about the suffix of Tosis. So we're going to suggest three different ways, Bezrat Hashem, in Lomdus, what Tosis was hedging about. What does the suffix revolve around, whether you need one kos, only the Baal Bus, or does everyone need a kos? Okay? We want to suggest three different mahalchim. Let us start. Okay? Let us start. I want to say them outside, and then we'll read them inside after. Okay? The first way is from the Rav's grandfather, Reb Chaim, from the Brisker Rav, his uncle, right? The Brisker Rav and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, were brothers. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik came to YU, right? Brisker Rav went from Europe to Yerushalayim. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik came to America. And he was Rosh Yeshiva here. He lived by the Heights. He actually walked. You could look out at his apartment building window, they would say, and he would see the building of the GW Bridge, believe it or not, in the 30s. Okay? So he was a great goan as well. But the Brisker Rav was whenever you call the Brisker Rav, it's a friend, Reb Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Reb Velvula in Yiddish. Reb Moshe was the Rav's father. Okay? In fact, we call the Rav in America the Rav, right? YU circles, we call the Rav the Rav. In Eretz Yisrael, you know who they refer to as the Rav? The Brisker Rav. When they say the Rav, they refer to the Brisker Rav. They're not referring to Rav Soloveitchik. When you say the Rav, we're referring to the Rav in America, not just in the Meriwayu service, even yeshivas, they say the Rav is Rav. But in Eretz Yisrael, they usually refer to the Rav as the Brisker Rav. Okay? So he quotes his father, And we'll read it inside after we go through the three Malchim outside. He quotes his father. And it's also the Maharal's Kashin, the Gvurus Hashem Perik Memches, that Reb Zvi Pesach Frank quotes in Siman Chof Tes, and the Netziv and the Rumei Sodom. How is it Shayach, guys, by Arba Kosis, that one person can be Motzi another? It's like a joke. Let me ask you a question, Arya. You have a chiyuv of putting on tefillin. Can I put on tefillin for you? Yes or no? Arya, can I put on tefillin for you? No. Shlichus does not work on a mitzvah shebeguf. Tosis Rid writes that. You have a personal chiyuv to put on tefillin, sitzis. I can't do it for you. I'm not you. I can't eat for you and I can't drink for you. So the Reb Chaim quotes his father. Reb Chaim says, I don't understand. How can you have a tzad by the Arba Kosis that one guy can be motzi another guy? Isn't there a personal obligation? Everyone's got to drink four cups of wine. Bishlam Kiddush. What's the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush, Yehuda? What's the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush? Hearing the words. So Bishlam Kiddush, I can understand you can be yotze through Shomea Ka'onin. Listening is like answering. Where's the marker of answering? Listening is like answering. Sukkah, Daflam, and Chesim, and Beis. But Arba Kosos, the Iker Mitzvah is to drink the Arba Kosos. What shaykhus is it for one guy to be motzi another guy? Achilas Matzer, Chuvas Suda. One guy can be motzi another guy. So please get that kasha guys down in your notes. How could Tosis be hedging that for Arba Kosos it's enough to bow a bus has the four cups and no one else on the table? It's ridiculous, no? So the answer to that is, and please get it down, is that what is the Iker Takana of the Arba Kosos? Is it the Shtia or is it the Brachas? They were Mesakin four Brachas, Kiddush, Haggadah, Magid, Berkas HaMazon, and Hallel, that should be said on the cup. And therefore, maybe that's the Iker of the Arba Kosos. Not the drinking, Jake, it's the four Brachas of Kiddush, Haggadah, you know, Hagal Yisrael, you say Bravery Hagafen, and you say Berkas HaMazon, you say Hallel. And the Lashon of the Ran on the Mishnah, did you see the Lashon of the Ran on the Mishnah? I'm not sure if I gave it to you, but take a look if you get a chance today or tonight, tomorrow morning, I'll show it to you. Tiknu Chachamim, the Lashon of the Ran on the Mishnah, Tiknu Chachamim, Arba, Brachas, Arba, Kosos, Kedesh Sheyakol, Brachas, Ala Kos. It's Mashal from the Ran, the Iker is the Brachas. They are Mesakein, Arba, Brachas. And therefore, the Kosos can accompany in the sense of the Brachas. Okay? And I want to prove this to you from a Tosin Sukkah that I gave you. What does Tosin say in Sukkah Samaches on what does Tosin say in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph? Dear Maskel Mi, that a woman is chayv in Halol on Lel Pesach because she's chayv in Arba Kosos. Why were they Mesakin Arba Kosos, Benj? Why were they Mesakin Arba Kosos? In order to say Haggadah and Halol on them. So a woman is chayv in Arba Kosos because why? Afayu boso hanes. And therefore what? The Iker of the Arba Kosos is because of what? So that Halol should be said on them, Binyamin. The Iker of the Kosos is that Halol and Divrei Bracha should be said on them. So therefore a woman is chayv in Halol as well. I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Tosis. I hope you got to see it. Sukkah Lamed Chesem and Alf. You ready? Yeah, I have it here. I brought it in from the Gemara from the office. He says like this. You ready? Mishaya Evid v'isha mashma kan v'isha p'tura mehalol desukis. On sukkis a woman is p'tura mehalol sand. V'chein atzeris of shuas. So why is v'tama mishun mitzvah says yeshiv is man grama? They're p'tura from halol on what? Sukkis and shuas. Afagav de b'halol de dilele p'sachim. Mashma p'rikar v'psachim de chayovim barba kosos. They're chayv in Arba Kosos bench. They're also chayv in Halal. Umistamalo tikno Arba Kosos ela kidei lomar aleim halal v'agada. Shiny halal de Pesach dal anes bo. Vavhein hayu boso anes. Avakan lo anes omer. But in Sukkah and Shavuos is not on the anes. So please get that down. So it's beferish l'maisa. It's beferish l'maisa. This is the first way we're being masked with the suffix of Tosis. What is the Iker? Suffix shel Tosis. What is the Iker of the Arba Kosos? Okay? If you need kos l'chol echad, that's based on what? Bracha. That's based on shtir. And no one can drink for anyone else. But if you say it's kos rak labalabayis, what's the lumdus? The brachas. And the brachas are the ikur, and you can be yotze what? Through shomei ka'ona.
Rabbi, what is the number one? Say
kos l'chol echad. Every member, because the lumdus is shtiyah. If you say kos rak labalabayis, the lumdus is brachos. Yes? Ariel, you got me? And that's what you clearly see from Tyson Sukkah. Tyson Sukkah says clearly that the reason why women say halal is because why? Halal comes from the arbakosis. But the ikar is the halal and the brachas. And therefore, that's the ikar. You can understand why one would be enough. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Yosef?
Sorry, so I thought I heard maybe that Sukkah you don't say halal or you do say halal.
Woman. A woman does not say halal, mikra din. Mitzvah says she was my grandma.
But she doesn't, but I thought we just said that she does because of the dog.
No, on Sukkahs. On Sukkahs she doesn't. Because the mitzvah says she's my grandma. Sukkahs and Shavuos she does not. But on Pesach she does. Okay. Because she's funneled through the Arba Kosos. Correct. It's a small toises there in Lamed Chesam and after Maskim Yishayim. Okay? So that's the first approach that we're saying. Now the Brisker Rav writes that the Rambam clearly holds what? What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that the ikar of the Arba Kosos is the drinking. The ikar of the Arba Kosos is the drinking. The ikar is shtia. And therefore, each one should have his own kos. Let's turn to prove this with the Meiri. I hope I gave it to have it in the office. Take a look at Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Guys, everyone turn to Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Bench, let's look. Okay, it's in front of us, so I want to see it inside. Guys, take a look. You got it there, Aryeh?
Where on
the Mishnah on the bottom. Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Go ahead.
Mazgu lo kos shlishi mevarech al mezono.
Oh, you pour the third cup and you say it on Birkas al Mazon. These are all Mishnayos in the Gemara describing the Seder. Go ahead.
Revi. Gomer Alav es Halal.
Oh, the fourth cup you say Halal on.
Omer Alav Birkas Hashir.
And you say Birkas Hashir. You know what Birkas Hashir is. What is Birkas Hashir? Nishmas Kolchai, you know, the end of the Halal there. Go ahead.
Bein HaKosos Halu. Im Rotza Lishtos Yishta Bein Shlishi.
No, Yishta. Bein HaKosos Halu Im Rotza Lishtos Yishta. If you want to drink between the first and second, it's fine. Also between the second and third, Pashup Shot. Excellent. Read the Gemara, guys. Look at the three lines of the Gemara.
Amar le Rav Chanan le Rava. Shema mina Birkas Hamazon to Una Kos.
That's a whole Shaila in Brachas. Does Birkas Hamazon need a cup? Why can't you bring a Rav from this Mishnah that needs a cup? It says Birkas Hamazon has a third cup. So obviously benching requires a cup. How does the Gemara reject it? Go ahead.
Arba Kase.
You got to know this, guys. Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Go ahead.
Arba Kase Tiknu Rabbanan Derech Cherus. Kol Chad V'Chad Navid Be Mitzvah.
What does that mean? Each what cup is each cup is enacted Derech Cherus, and each one is what? Each one is done to do a what?
Mitzvah.
To fulfill a mitzvah. So Lamaisa, what does he say? What's the push-up shot in this Gemara? What would you say is the push-up shot in this Gemara?
You would not need a...
That each cup does a mitzvah, and therefore it's ra'ui that there's a mitzvah on the cup, and that's why, what? We said that Birkas HaMazon, right, has this third cup, but it's you can't globally prove right whether Birkas HaMazon needs a cup every time you bench throughout the year. It's a special din. So I want you to get this down. What does the Gemara clearly say? And Rashbam takes out the word Derech Cherus. But whatever it is, the simplest reading the Gemara is that what it was Misakin for? The Arba Kosos were what? Says the Meiri. Lo Lebrachas Nitkenu. Yehuda. Jake. Lo Lebrachas Nitkenu. Ela Brachas Nitkenu Lahem. Vushamru Arba Kaseh Takin Rabbana Kolchad Navid B'mitzah. What is the Iker? Pashu Shadnes Gemara. The Shtiyah, excellent Ariel, it's not for the brachas. The Ikar is, Pashup Shad and this Gemara is not for the brachas, it's for the Shtiyah. So that is the suffix of Tosus, number one. Tosus is hedging. What is the Ikar component, guys, of Arba Kosos? Is it the what? is it the brachas or is it the shtia? Is it the shtia or is it the brachas? If it's the shtia, each one requires his own cup. If it's the brachas, then you can be yotze to shomei kahuna. And the Rambam says the ikar is shtia. It's sarich kol adam kos. Sorry, kos lekol adam. Tosu says I'm not sure. Sorry, kos lekol adam. Tosu says I'm not sure. He's going back and forth on this. This is the first way that we're being masber the suffix.
So we learn all that out from the Meiri to prove the Rambam.
That is going with the Rambam's approach in the Meiri, correct? That it's shtia. You'll have to just reread the Gemara and not take that Gemara seriously if you see the Ikar's brachas. But the simplest reading Gemara, Rambam the Meiri, says that proves shtia, correct? Now he's lumping together Kiddush with Arba Kosos. What would you think the Ikar part of Kiddush is? The brachas or the drinking?
Brachas.
So it's just interesting how Tosos lumps Arba Kosos and Kiddush together. He didn't distinguish between them. I'm just saying the first way we're describing the suffix is how you say what the major component of Arba Kosos is. Is it shtia or is it brachas? Same shaila by Kiddush. But if you stopped me in the street, I would have said the Ikar part of Kiddush is certainly the dvar. Okay, but that's maybe a little bit of a difficulty. But that's the first approach in Lomdis Bench that we are saying the suffix of Tosos revolves around. You got this, Natan? Is that clear? Yes, Yehuda. Go ahead.
Theoretically, would the argument be, let's say, on Pesach, let's say, instead of doing a bracha, right, I should do a bracha. Let's say I didn't do a bracha and drank the kos of Kiddush, I would be yotze.
If you hold it shtia, for sure.
Right.
So if you hold it's a bracha, would it be makev? Maybe, yes, if you take the approach of brachas. Maybe it would be makev, because it looks like you're just drinking. Yes, maybe it would be makev. Maybe it would be makev. Maybe. It's a good question. A good kasha you're asking. I would say maybe it would be makev. So that's the first approach you want to give to Mazur Tosis hedging back and forth. Yes, Yosef.
Sorry, why are we? How can we say that Arba Kosos is talking about bracha?
The Ikar of when the Chachamim enacted Arba Kosos was to be able to say four Brei Priyakofens on the evening. That is the Ikar. You just can't say Brei Priyakofen in a vacuum. You have to drink. But the Ikar is for the brachas.
But I thought we said that was hard to read. I mean, why do we say that was...
We said that's hard to read in that Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin proves more the approach of shtia.
Only because of Kuf Yud Zayin. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been okay as far.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could reread Kuf Yud Zayin if you're a brachas man and just say it. Just those four cups, that's all. The four cups of the Ikar are really for the brachas. But the Meiri and the Rambam say, no, it's for the drinking. The simplest reading of Gemara points more to shtia, is the Nekuda towards shtia more than brachas. But it's not a slam dunk riot. Okay, but I'm saying that's what Tosfos Suffolk was about. So that's number one. Okay, Sam, we got this? Please get it. We want to be Masber and Lomdis, what the Suffolk of Tosfos was. That's number one approach. Number two, a second approach completely different of what was Tosfos Suffolk hedged upon. Number two, this is suggested by Reb Zvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer, the great Gaon, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. And he says like this, is the chiyuv of Arba Kosos a chovas habayis or a chovas hagavra? Someone tell me which is which. If it's a chovas habayis binyamin, does each person have to have one kos or just the baal bas? Excellent. Where do we learn earlier in the year that something's a chovas habayis? Excellent. Chanukah. Chanukah is just a what? Chanukah is just a chovas habayis near Ishu Beso. In the same vein, the Arba Kosos also and Kiddush might be a chovas habayis. But if you say it's a chovas agavra binyamin, what do you say? Everyone, you need a kos l'chol echad. Kos l'chol echad. Please get it. Now, what's troubling to me about this Hesber is, what do you think Kiddush is? Is Kiddush more of a Chovas Abayis or a Chovas Agavra? What would you say? No, I wouldn't say Kiddush is a Chovas Abayis. Why? I understand the Seder's communal, you know what I mean? The Mishpacha, Chanukah, But everyone has a chiyuv gavra to say kiddush.
Yeah, but one person
doesn't depend whether you own a house or not.
No, but you could be yotze by the person who does own the house.
Okay, I guess you have to say something like that. But Lamaisa, he doesn't have to own his own house. You guys are in the dorm together. You guys are in a hotel together. You could have one guy be motzei. It's not totally under your bias.
But it's totally on the Baal
Mitzvah. I understand, but it's not totally in the bias itself in that sense, right?
Yeah, but there's only two.
Okay, all right. Okay, I just want you to get down to your notes. This is a different approach to take it. What was Tosos hedging on? Okay, what was Tosos hedging back and forth about, Ariel? Is it a chova individually on the Gavra, or is it on the bias? Is it on the bias and the Gavra? If it's on the bias, then one coast suffices. If it's on every individual, Sam, then everyone's got to have his own coast. I'm just saying, we learn Chanukah Zechovas Abayis, Mezuzah Zechovas Abayis, right? Now we're saying the Seder, Arba Kosos might be Zechovas Abayis. I'm saying also, by Tosfos lumping together Kiddush with that, Jake, you're also saying Kiddush also might be Zechovas Abayis, which to me is a very big stretch. But you have to say it, because Tosfos going back and forth. This is from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Please get it. Okay? Please get it, Lamaisa. That's what I would have said. Sarach Beer, he says that Var Yaakov Batzad Lomer Shikam Kiddush Bein in Kolos L'Cholechad. So they say, he says like you guys. He thinks Kiddush is Pasha to say it's a Chovas Abayis. I find it more difficult. I would have said it's not, Ariel. You follow me?
Why?
Yes. Because Lomaisa, every person has a Chovah and the Gavra to say Kiddush, Yosef. No matter whether you own an apartment, whether you don't own an apartment, whether you own a house, you don't own a house, whether you're in the Sahara Desert, you know what I'm saying? I have no chiyuv to light my Hanukkah candles in the Sahara Desert. Only in my house. The Seder, I understand you should be at a house, maybe it's more communal, the Korban Pesach Chabura. But Kiddush to say it's a Chovas Abayis, to me that's a big stretch. But nonetheless, this is the great Gaon of Sipes Frank, and you guys think it's Mestaber. Go ahead, Yud. Go ahead.
I want to change my opinion.
Go ahead.
On the Gaon, because if it's on the bias, right? If I get stranded in whatever, Pennsylvania,
you still got to say Kiddush.
I still have to say Kiddush.
Sure.
I can't be Yotze because I know my.
That's
dad
what I'm saying. Kiddush. That's what that exactly. So that's why I think it's a big Kiddush to say. Okay, but I want you to get it. That's number two. Yes, Binyamin, real quick.
So you only do one kos for kos Eliyahu.
Yeah, but kos Eliyahu you don't necessarily drink. Leave kos Eliyahu as a separate topic.
The shkia in itself isn't what's important.
I understand we don't drink it. I know, but we have to. It's a separate topic. Even if you have it, we don't drink it. It's a different din. Okay.
The reason why we do the drinking is because you say a bracha, and the only way that you do a bracha without being bracha batala. Is if you drink it. So the drinking isn't what's necessary. It's the fact that you said a bracha.
And that's the first way that we said it. Is it a din in bracha or is it a din in shtiyah?
Right, but even so, that's kind of my point. Is that the shtiyah in itself, that it isn't necessarily required, especially if you link it to kos Eliyahu.
No, it is. As I'm saying, I want you to box in kos Eliyahu, and you always have to drink. No matter what you got to say, the bracha, you got to drink. That's what you'd have brought up. Maybe you didn't say the bracha. Maybe not Yosef Dikr's the brachas. Okay. All right. And then I want to get to number three. A third approach. Let's get it. Okay. Now we have to see it inside. Okay. Number three. What's the third approach? It depends how we understand the din. Shomea Ka'onim. Yehudim. What was the mucker there in Shas and Sukkah?
Lamed Ches.
Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Did you look up the story there?
Yeah, it says like this.
Yoshiyahu HaMelech, there was a Sefer Torah found by who? Chilkiyahu HaKohen.
It was found by...
Chilkiyahu. I think so. And then Yoshiyahu, the whole city, everyone was doing about a Zara.
Yeah.
Then he asked Shaf. Who did he ask to read it to him?
It said like this. Yoshiyahu read to them. No, the Gemara said no, Shafan read it.
Right, but the Pasuk says that Yoshiyahu read it to them. So you see Shomea, Kona. And then he said, whoa, what on earth are we doing? We're wasting our lives. Everyone was so steeped in the world. I think he was the age of 7, wasn't he? How old was Yoshiyahu? He was very young when they found the Sefer Torah, wasn't he? I was very young. I don't remember the age. We need to find out what age he was.
I mean, Shafan was the scribe's name? Or
Shafan was the scribe's name, I think. Yes. But the Navi says, as if Yoshiah read it, so Chomea Kaona. He heard it being read to him, but the Pasuk conveys it as if he read it. Yes? He was a very young age, and he brought everyone back to Klal Yisrael, brought everyone back to Mitzvah. It's amazing. It's amazing tzaddik, Yoshiah HaMelech. And the Gemara learns out the principle of Shomea Kaona. Notice what I underlined on the board? The kid. Shomea Kaona. Rav Ron Zweig Shlita taught us, teaches, whenever you have a kafa dimyo, where you compare one to A to B, is it a literal comparison or is it elastic? Please get that down. Do I say, as the Chazon Ish writes it, Chazon Ish, do I say that when I listen to Sam say Kiddush, am I yotzei through his shmir? Or is it literal? The first approach is as if I actually said it. Ki'ilu, that I, ki'ilu, ki'ilu ha-shomea, said dibor. Ki'ilu ha-shomea, did dibor. Medaber. As if the shomea actually spoke. Ariel, you got that? It's literal. Ki'ilu ha-shomea medaber. What's the elastic approach?
By me hearing it,
I'm Yotze. So what's the kid? Just like Dibor answering Ona makes as if I'm Yotze. Not as if I am Yotze. Shomea is I'm also Yotze. But it's not as if I'm literally answering it. It is not as if I'm literally answering it.
So answering
I'm Yotze, Rak, Al Yedei, Shmia, Shochavero. But we don't treat it as if I'm what? I actually said it. We do not treat it as if I actually said it. Do not. That's why I say the cuff is what? Elastic, according to the second approach. Just like I'm Yotze through answering, I'm also Yotze through listening. But it's not as if I actually said it. These are two distinct approaches for Shomea Kaona. Two distinct approaches. You must know it. That might be the suffix of Tosus, says the Chazon Ish. If I take one, then maybe what? Then I say rock, coast, labala bias. That's because I take one. Because why? As if I'm actually saying it myself. So I don't have to actually what? I don't actually have to have my own coast. One goes with one. And two goes with two. Two, sarich kos l'kol echad, because I'm only yotze through shmir. I better have my own coast. Sarich kos l'kol echad. Because it's not as if I'm actually doing it. Maybe this is what Tosus was wondering, Bench. When he's going back and forth, does each guy need a kos or not? Maybe it depends upon how you understand the principle of what? Shomea Kaona. It's not number one. What's the nature of arba kosos? Is it the drinking of the brachas? It's not number two. That is it a chovas abayis or is it just on the what? Chovas agavra. It's number three. How do we master the principle of Shomea Kaona? And depending on that, we'll mandate whether one kos is enough for the Bala Boss, or do I need what? A kos for every single person. Ariel, is that clear?
Yeah. Sure.
What we have presented today so far, Ariel, is three different approaches to be master what the suffix of Tosos was. Does each member of your Seder need to have a cup? Or is it one suffice for the Baal Bas? Yes, Yosef.
But if you're Yotze, then why can't you still be the Baal Bayit? Does everybody understand?
If I say the principle of Shomea Kaona is I'm only Yotze through what?
Through listening.
Then it doesn't take it to the extreme that is if I had his cup. It stops with what I heard, and I didn't really drink myself. But as if it's as if I actually said the words, then it'll carry with it everything that came with it. And there was a cup there as well. And if you treat it as if I actually said the words, you carry with it the fact that he had a cup too as well, even though I physically did not drink it. But halachically, I treat it as if I said the words and I drank it as well. But that's only if you take the approach that it's literal. But if you take the approach that it's elastic, it will not accomplish that. And each person will need a separate kos. Do you follow that?
The special thing in drinking it?
In other words, if I hold that shomea is ka'one, literal, as if what I'm listening to is if I did it myself. So it's as if he said the brachas, I said the brachas. And when the brachas were on the drinking of his cup, as if I said bracha on something that even though physically I didn't drink it, but halachically I treat as if I did. That could only work if I take that the literal approach. If I take the elastic approach, then it's only going to stop on the words. We cannot treat as if I actually had a cup. And that's why you're going to need a kos l'chol echa. Two goes with two.
And Shabbos is more about the bracha, whereas dal kos you need.
Well, the way Tosfos does it is he lumps together Shabbos and arba kosos. So it's the same Shiloh. When you say Kiddush, when I say Kiddush for the Mishpacha, does the Mishpacha need to have a cup? Well, if I hold Shomea Kohn as literal, no. If I hold it's only elastic, then you better have a cup for every one of them. He lumps together Kiddush with the Arba Kosos. Yes, he does. He lumps them together. That's what he does. He lumps it together. He began the Tosos by saying, well, you know what? It seems I'll be Svara that it should be similar. Remember that? Mash Maksas, Svara who? What should be Arba Kosos? Be different than Kiddush. Kiddush, one person's votes, to everyone else, Arba Kosos, and then he's going back and forth. Maybe Kiddush is different. You guys follow this? These are three distinct ways in Lomdus, guys. You could say a shir about this in your shuls in the, during Pesach. Give the rub a break. That you want to discuss the Arba Kosos in the Seder. Now, I want to take this a step further before we see it inside. Yes, Sam, real quick.
You're saying the elastic approach is that...
that I can be Yotza Mitzvah one of two ways, either actually saying it myself or listening to you. But when I listen to you, we do not treat it as if I'm what? I'm actually saying it. That's what elastic means. It's not literal. It means there are two ways to be Yotza, Shomea or Onan. But it's not Shomea, it's not literal like Onan. That's the second approach. That's what I mean by elastic. Whereas if it means literal, it means listening is like mamish answering. Now I want to take this a step further. The Chazon Ish points out from the Rav's great-grandfather. Who was that? The Beis Halevi. Do you know who the Beis Halevi's? Was the one in the Gedolei Ador. He had many Talmidim. But two Talmidim was one his son Reb Chaim and the Rugged Shover. They were Chavrusas. Imagine Chavrusas. And they learned by Reb Chaim's father, Beis Halevi. Amazing. Beis Halevi has a kuntras in the back of his parish on Torah. He brings up the following shaila. Beis Halevi versus the Chazon Ish. Birkas Kohanim. You have, let's say, five Kohanim or ten Kohanim. Go up to the Duchim. They all hold up their hands. You know, I can't do the, you're not supposed to do the thing. They both hold their hands up. We're not going to do the Nesis Kapan. We're not supposed to. Only one of the ten is going to say the words. Yivarecha. The other nine are just going to listen. And they want to be Yotze through Shomea Ka'ona. Is that good? Yes or no? So the Chazon Ish quotes the Beis Halevi. And you know what the Beis Halevi says? No, it's not good. A Chacham Echad said he'd try it. Beis Halevi said he's wrong. Lo Yachol. I'm going to write Lo Yachol. You write in your notes what Lo Yachol is. One guy cannot represent. Because Birkas Kohanim have to be said B'kol Ram. It's a Mishnah in Sota. Gemara says. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Sam, thank you for bringing it. Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yadalud. Ein Mevarchin El Beloshon HaKodesh and needs Hebrew. Uba Amida, you must stand. Uba Nisis Kampanius, hold your palms up. Uba Kol Ram. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if a Kohen has laryngitis, he can't dilken. He doesn't have to scream, but he's got to say it in a good enough voice. And if he's got to say it loud, if it's a big shul and they can't hear. But if he has laryngitis, he should leave before Ritzeh. So he doesn't have to be called up. You know, if you leave before Ritzeh, then you have no chiv.
I mean, what if there's like 50 other Kohanim up there, and like, you know, you're not going to hear like his individual voice anyway.
You just try the best you can. Okay? So, Chazon Ish argues bench and says, Yachol. You got this down, this machlokes?
What is a Chazon Ish?
Chazon Ish says that one Kohen can say it for everyone else.
Me, because of the
number. He can say it for everyone else. The Beis Halevi says no. How do you be masber this machlokes? So one way is to say it, to plug it in, is according to the Chazon Ish, it's literal. As if kilu bedaber. So as if you did it, b'kol ram, even if you didn't. And the Beis Halevi would say, it's elastic, so therefore what? Lo yotze. Because you didn't do it b'kol ram. You didn't yotze the kol ram. Because you literally just stood there. And it's elastic. You're not yotze to your shmir. Yes? That's if you want to plug in the two approaches very smoothly. But I want you to get down in your notes another way of saying it. And this is what the Amic Bracha says it. Also, Rav Scheinberg, he says a little different, but we'll put it together. Everyone agrees that it's ki'ilu medaber. But what's the machlokas? When you have a detail in the way something should be said, can you accomplish it with Shomea Ka'ona, even the literal version? Do you understand what I'm saying? Most things, there's not a detail in which it should be said. Most mitzvahs that are Chovas Amiris. What's an example of which a detail has to be said? Kol Ram. Chalitza. You know what chalitza is? When they do a chalitza, it has to be said in Hebrew. It has to be said in a certain way. Has to be said the Kol Ram. The 10 Asiris B'nai Haman. What does the Gemara say in Megillah?
Like one.
Has to be said in one breath. Neshima Achas. Whenever there's a ofen, a manner in which something should be said halakhically, will the literal version accomplish that of Shomei Kona? What do you say? Will the literal version accomplish it? So the Beis Halevi says what? Lo yachol. Lo yachol l'kayem haprat of Kol Ram. Chazon Ish says, yes, you can. Chazon Ish says, yachol. And therefore, one coin could say it for everyone else. Ariel, you got this?
Yes.
This is a different way of saying it. This is a different way of saying this mas. But everyone holds the approach of literal. Shomea Ki'on is literal. Question is, Yehuda, when there's a detail or an oath in a manner in which you must say it, can you accomplish that through Shomea Ki'ona? Beis Halevi says you cannot. Listen, these other nine Kohanim, did they scream it? No, they didn't. Beis Halevi says, if you say as if the guy said it, then we assume he actually screamed it too as well. You understand what I'm saying? The first way we said it is that Beis Halevi just denies the literal approach. So for sure he not does. Second approach is he agrees with the lumdus of the mechanics of Shmekon in general, but can you fulfill when there's a detail? I'm going to give you some examples right now of when there is a detail. One sec, Ari. Number one, I said chalitza. Chalitza has to be said in Hebrew. Let's say the woman has no idea to read Hebrew. You better transliterate it for her. Why can't just a Talmud Chacham or a Rav say it for her? No. She has to say it in Hebrew herself. You cannot say Shomei Akona, because according to the Beis Halevi, you don't fulfill the detail of Hebrew. She's got to say it in Hebrew. Number two, the Siris B'nai Haman. Do you know our meaning is based on Rav Tites? Is that how? Is that the Siris B'nai Haman, you know, the Tzibor says it themselves before the Baal Korei? Do you notice that? You know, during Kriyas and Megillah, you remember? Why do you think everyone does that? Why can't you rely on Shomei Akona? The answer is there's a detail in which you say it. The Rugged Chover is the one who said you better say it to whole Kehilu. Neshima Achas, Aseris B'nai Haman. What other example? Vidui Maestris. You know when you come into the Beis HaMikdash and say that I did all my Maestris on the third and sixth year? You have to do confession. It has to be done B'kol Ram. The Minchas Chinuch says, you have to do it yourself. You can't do it with what? It's Kol Ram. You can't do it to Shomei Akona. You better say it yourself. Fourth example. Kedusha, in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Jake, what do? If you're in your own private Shmon Esrei, the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos Chafafim Beis. What does Rashi say? Stop and listen. What does Tosfos attack Rashi saying? Shomei Akona, it's like you're answering in Mafsik Ron Shmon Esrei. That's because Tosfos takes the literal version. Rashi takes the what? The elastic approach. So this is really not an example of how which it should be said. So just write that down in your notes. But that's an example of the Machlokes. See, the Ritva writes in Sukkah, you should just keep davening. Because why? You're not Ra'ui. What does Kol Aroi Labilein Bilem HaKevesbo mean? The Korban Mincha is mixed with oil and flour. You better have the right proportion. Even if it's not mixed, the Mishnah says in Menachos Yechesim Mezir Yotzeh. But you have to have the right approach. You have to have the right ratio. Mincha B'lulu B'Shem. And even if you mix it together, you're still Yotzeh. Yes? So if you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not Ra'ui, you're not fitting the answer Kedusha, so you can just keep going. We don't pass like we stop. You stop and you listen. You stop and you listen. So the fourth example is Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. But that's not an example though of what? You know what? Let's not write that here, because that's really not. We're listing examples of things where it has to be said. I'm just going to write the Kedusha Machlokes. You should get down.
Right.
One sec. We'll get to Ariel and then we'll get to Yosef. Just want to finish the last example. 5 and 6. Kesef Mishnah. Actually, the Kesef Mishnah. What happens when you answer Amen? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos by Kedusha. What does Amen mean? You know what the Rambam says when you say Amen? As if you actually said the Bracha. What happens if I hear someone say Kiddush and I don't say Amen? Am I Yotze? Yes. Through what principle? Shomei Akona. But which approach is Shomei Akona taking when I don't say Amen? I'm just Yotze through the Shmiah. When I say Amen, it's if I actually said it. So that's Kiddush and Amen. Getting back to the fourth example, what you say it is an Aliyah. What do I mean by an Aliyah? When you get an Aliyah, do you read along with the Baal Korei or not, Jake? Why is that so? Because what way does it have to be said? These are all examples of Ofanim. Eich Ledaber. How must it be said? Through the clock. So therefore, Shomei Akona maybe wouldn't work. We Paskin and Yotzi anyway, but we're Machmer, the Rush says. You should read along with the guy. If you say it has to be done through clock, then if you take the literal version, it's fine. If you don't take the literal version, does the literal version get in the detail or not? That's the Machlokes Chos and Ish Beis HaLevi. Because an Aliyah has got to be done by klach. Do I have to read along or not? That depends whether Shomei Akona gets in a what? A manner which it says. You follow me? These examples of Kedush and Amen is just the general two approaches. Rashi Tosfos, general two approaches. Is it literal or is it elastic? Amen. Is it literal or is it elastic? These were four examples where everyone agrees it's literal, the question is, does it get in the what? The detail. So we're machmer. We make the woman say the psukim mechalitza. We all say aseres b'nei haman ourselves. Vidui maitzis, the guy has to yell out himself that he did all the maitzis. And the aliyah b'klaf, you should read along with. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
Rabbi answered that. I was going to ask about saying amen for Shema Esrei, if it's considered a...
You mean for Chazar Shashatz like the Rav? Yeah. If you hold like the Kesef Mishas, if you actually said it, correct.
I was going to ask that.
Yes, very good. Fits in good. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Wait, so if a main accomplishes that, if you said it, and if we're going to hold like the literal approach, then what's the point of saying amen?
That's where he's taking the other approach. He's saying that Shema Kona is not literal, it's elastic, and amen steps it up. Okay. But you're right. Yosef's saying, what's the point of amen? So I'll tell you, an amen is an affirmation. You're praising Hashem. But it's not as if you're actually saying it. You're right. That's what you'd have to say. Because if you hold Shema Kona is literal, I've already done it already. So amen is for a different reason. For affirmation, praising Hashem. Okay, does everyone got this? These are three approaches in which we want, which will be masbid this suffix of Tosis. It's an amazing principle, this principle of Shema Kona. You guys gotta know it. Okay? I want to look now inside now. Let's look at, Sam, you had a kasha before. Go ahead.
No, Rabbi answered it.
Okay, good. Let's look inside, guys. First, let's look inside the Brisker Rav. Everyone got it? I have the safer. A little bit too smaller for me. I have the safer. Okay, everyone got it? Let's just read that paragraph there where I underline. Does anyone need it? Benj, go ahead. Everyone got the Brisker Rav and Nira Lomar. The Brisker Rav is the very first Bahalik. Yes? Go ahead.
The Hanira Lomar Bibir Hadavar. The MS Tre Mila Ike Bahach Mitzvah de Arbakosos.
There's two elements. Wow, our Mishnah, our Tosfos. Go ahead. No, what's Vizal here? Sometimes it means this is Chrono of Rocha, and sometimes it says Vizel Lashono. This is a direct quote. Go ahead. Here it means Vizel Lashono. Ari, do you have it?
Go ahead.
That was the beginning of Tosfos. One cup's enough for the Baal Bas. Go ahead. Adoni Yovi Moiri Virabi, the father of the Brisker Rav is Reb Chaim. Go ahead.
Hagaon Zatav
Shetama
Al Divrei Atosos Eivu.
He says he wonders a pell on this Tosfos. Go ahead. What's the connection between Arba Kosos and the Kiddush of the whole year?
The Hasam Hamitzvah Hi Habracha.
Yeah, the ikar part of Kiddush is the words of the bracha. Aval. Each guy's got to personally drink. Go ahead. So since Tosis compares the two, must be the ikar of Arba Kosos, not the what? Not the drink, but the what? The bracha's like Kiddush. Go ahead, Vohiach Mizeh.
Vohiach Mizeh. The Sviralanga Atosos. The Gamba Arba Kosos. Ain Ikar HaMitzvah Vishtiyah Kosos. Rach Behabrachos Sha'ala Kosos. Behave Mamish Dugmas Kiddush. The Kol Hashana.
Excellent. And it's a beautiful model. Kiddush of the whole year. Go ahead.
Hashana. The Kol Kosos Shabracha.
Ad Kan Dibur. Excellent. Go ahead. So does everyone hear what he's saying? The comparison between Kiddush and Arba Kosos, assuming the Arba Kosos, the Iker is what? Not the Shtia Yiratam, but what is it? The Iker is the Brachas. Excellent. Go ahead. Now he proves it for one more din I want to see. Chayin Hachi.
V'chayin Hachi. Mukrach gam midivrei hagra b'shulchan aruch or hachayim simon reish ayin aleph sif Tana Dalet.
Tzifya Dalet.
Tzifya Dalet. Al Hadi Isa Sham Be Shulchan Aruch.
There's a machlokes Russian tosis. You have to drink a cheekful. Can you combine people's cheekfuls? I drink a half a cheekful. Ariel drinks a half a cheekful. We have a full cheekful. Therefore, we're yotzer. Or does must the guy one guy do the cheekful? Go ahead.
The ain shtia shnayim mitzarefes meha de amrina de psachim daf kufchas amabit vuhu de ashte
who de ishti ruba de kasa
afagav de bnei beiso shatu hashar.
Even though the bnei bais drank the rest of it, but the malelugma had to be one man. So that's the marker of the rush. V'yeshomrim.
V'yeshomrim sirlan v'hu kai akulam yachad akamusham.
You can combine everyone's drinking together for the cheekful. So hare behold.
Hare mevar medivrei hagra. V'lema'an v'yisrei d'shtia shnayim mitzarefes. Gam arba kosos hadin kein.
Excellent. You can starve them both together. V'shmamina.
The sirlan v'hagra. The itzarech.
The ain sarech.
Ain sarech lishtos. The asma harba kosos.
You don't have to drink the harba kosos together himself.
Right.
Rock.
Rock havyan kikol kosos shel bracha diyicholim.
Yicholim latet.
Oh, latet gam laachar alishos. Ubilvash tehei shtias meakos.
Oh, but it could be that you don't have to drink the harba kosos. It just together it would work out that what everyone drinks it. So what does it depend upon? If the ikar is shtia, then each guy's got to drink a cheekful. If it's the ikar is the brachas, then you can what? You could share the wealth and have everyone combine with their own cheeks. Do we have to write that on the board? Do you want me to write that on the board? Let's write it on the board. The gon adds on. That if what? What does he write on the gon? If it's what? The ikar is what? Shtia. Then what? Lo yachol shtayim litzarei. Lo yachol shtayim shnayim litzarei. What? La Malay Lugma. Yes? Each guy's got to drink his own cheekful. But if you hold the ikar is what? The brachas, then we're not so technical. And therefore you can mitzdarif shtayim. Mitzdarif shtayim. La Malay Lugma. So very good, Ben. You read it very nicely. You follow this? This is how the Briskarov wants to say. Yes, Jake.
Rick explained the svara of the Gon for saying Kulum Kiyachat, because he brings up the Raya of the Rush from the Gemara and then just flips on a dime and says that...
No, that's the other way of reading the Gemara. Does the Gemara say the Malalugma was Rov Kos was drank by one man?
Yeah.
Or do you say, no, the Rov Kos was combined by everyone together? There's two ways to read the Gemara. One way to read the Gemara is...
Understands how you could.
Because you look at that Gemara, it doesn't say Beferish that one fellow. But how do you know it meant that guy? Maybe it meant together, collectively, they drank it. Correct. The two ways to read the Gemara. I agree with you. The simplest way to read it is the guy himself. But the two ways to read it. So that's a nafkamina that the Gon gives. I want you to get it. Okay? It's a nafkamina that the Gon gives. Rav. The Gon. Okay? Excellent. That is what the Brisker Rav says here. Okay? Clear? If you hold the ikar shtia, each guy's got to drink his own cheekful. If you hold the ikars and brachas, then collectively I can combine together cheekfuls. Okay, let's go to the Chazon Ish now. See it inside. The third approach. Guys got it? Chazon Ish. Okay, I have one left. For myself to look at. Everyone needs it? Chazon Ish. Okay, let's look at Aleph and Gimel. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ben. You're doing a great job.
Ha de amrinan shomea ka'ona.
What does that mean?
It goes based on the person's listening.
Is that literal or is that elastic in our own vocabulary? What is that first approach? Which one is that? Literal or elastic? That's elastic. Correct. Excellent, Yosef. Go ahead. Hey, read again from the Hadamrinin.
Hadamrinin
Shomea Ka'ona. Oh, I'm just Yotze with his listening. Go ahead. Ah, meaning your dibur that you said. Go ahead. Riyot is a partnership. Go ahead. Right, your shmia, my shmia of your words becomes as if I actually what? Did the dibur. Yes? Mm-hmm. That's the what? That is the literal approach to Shomei Kona. Okay, go to Gimel where I underline.
Venira.
Oh, this is the Chazon Ish, guys. Amazing.
Venira. Dezehu shenistapku b'su.
What is that? B'tosvos. That's our Tosvos. What is Tosvos Suffolk about? Go ahead.
B'tosvos p'sachem tzadi tes.
Amud Beis, we jump out of our seats. Hiramaska lo yifchos.
Lo yifchos. She yehet sarach kosa kol ha-shomen.
Right, he means lo yifchasulo. You need a coast for every showman.
Is he a different gear star or
no? Well, I don't know why. It should say lo yifchasu. Yeah, okay, that's what he meant. Yeah, go ahead. Maybe he had a different gear star. I don't. Could be. Maybe in his gemara it's a lo yifchos. Go ahead. Yeah, read again. Dimaska lo yifchos.
Dibor maska lo yifchos. She yehet sarach kos the kol ha-shomen.
Why?
David taima dinihi de shomea kimidaber.
Mikol makom.
Lo have ala kos.
It's not literal. Go ahead.
Umihu. The mai de kaimalan she ain sarif kos lekol achad.
But we pask in mil. He only said machmir. Right. We're machmir. But mikra didn't smash him twice. You don't need everyone to have his own cup. Go ahead.
Okay.
Al korcha.
Sorry.
High time of
the dibor hamashmiya.
Oh, it's like you exactly did the same thing as him. Go ahead. Kididan damya. You're like the guy himself. V'chein.
V'chein ra'isi ve.
The sefer tshuvas beis Shlomo simi yudzayin ayin sham.
U'lefi ha'amur yesh la'ayin be mashikasa v'siv.
The sefer beis Halevi.
Oh,
that's the Rav was named after the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the grid. Go ahead. Gon Av Beis Din Brisk. The Beis Halevi's great grandfather was the Gon Av Beis Din Brisk. That says in the Kuntras, go ahead. Ah, Mishum. Ah, one Kohen can't say it for everyone else. He says it is the Sof Kuntras on Hanukkah. He writes this. But according to what I've described, what Shemaya Kona says the Chazon Ish, that it's literal. Lufia Amor, go ahead.
Lufia Amor, Kevan Shinishlamu Tanai Hadivor Bemashmiya, Sagi Ve'elu Shomea.
It gets in all the conditions. Go ahead.
Venira de Birkas HaKohani Mikara Hadivor. Shehu Shave.
Exactly, everything's equal, whether it's a low voice or a big voice. You yotzu with the guy. When you say you have to do it in a loud voice, it's just adding a condition. Shehu what? It's like holding a cup. That what? Right, the Sarachiyun. So he thinks that what? You should be yotzu. Read the brackets, Bikitsara.
Sara Kevan de Koshomea, Gam Hadibor Shah Hamashmiyahu, the Olam Hinaso Shah Mitzvah.
Right, it's like it's the Ikra part of the mitzvah, the burden of the mitzvah. It's like a package of the mitzvah. Ad
Sheyitachin.
Not burden, we don't want to say burden. Mitzvahs, we love mitzvahs. Not Enos Mitzvah, Chavilas. We don't make mitzvahs like packages or burdens. Mitzvah is Chus. So it's like a package of the mitzvah. Go ahead, Atcha what?
Atcha yitachin lahagdera b'tanayim miyuchadim. Kemo shetiyya mitoch ha-ketav.
It's like you read it from the Megillah, the Sefer Torah, Bala what?
Hakos ukiyon sebo.
You get all the details in Shapir.
Shapir yitachin b'gam tanay shal kol ram.
You also get that in.
U'minole shuv l'chadesh.
How does the Beis Halevi make an assumption that what? Shalom what? Yeah, who says it shouldn't work? Shomei Kona can get everything in. Go ahead, Lufi.
Lufi pairs that the Tosos Pesachim. Nira she'im shenayim mevarchem al kos achad. Vada lo kaimu mitzvah sal al kos.
Yeah, because one can do it for another guy. Go ahead.
V'hai taima. Oh, she'ein yachal latzeis kishakos biyad chavera. Oh, she'ein shenayim mevarchem al kos achad.
Right. V'chein mash v'tshuvas Rabbi Kivega simen zayin v'ayin simen mem bay simen simen reishayin av v'bir alochim. Okay. So he comes out by saying, if you hold that Shemei Kohen is literal, it's fine. I want you guys to get this. Amazing. So that might be a third way to be mazmer this Tosis. Okay? You got me? This is how you learn it up, guys. With Siyata Deshmaya, with help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Lomdus, the Tosis on the Daf has a suffix, struggling. Arba Kosos Kiddush. One Kosos enough, each one. What does it depend upon? Either it depends upon what? Is the ikar of Arba Kosos and Kiddush the words, or is the ikar the drinking? Number two, is it a Chovas HaBayis, a Chovas HaGavra? Number three, it depends how you understand the principle of Shemei HaKohen. Where is it in Shas? Lamed Ches? Amid Beis. Lamed Ches Amid Alf was the Tois we said that a woman says Howl on Pesach because the ikar is what? The ikar is the drinking. Remember we said that? The Ram hold the ikar is the drinking. Tois is hedging back and forth. Okay, let's close shir now with the Rashbam. Okay, let's close shir with the Rashbam. Actually, two nekudas we have to finish with. I want to just point out a few nekudas, maybe three nekudas. Let's get it if we have time. Proud of you guys. Let's get it. Let's God's roll. Okay, the very end of the Tosas bench, when he said he brought it, he quoted Chinuch, you know, that the Ketanim, he said, a cotton, Lamai said, don't prove to me a cotton had a coast, maybe he just has to listen. So I want you to get this. The Prichodesh in Simen Tov Ayin Beis Ostet Vav asks, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean then? When he said to the Tanakama, what did he say to the Tanakama? What toelis is the Tinokas have wine for? They don't drink the wine. They're Yotze the Bracha with the Shmi of their father. Yes? So what was Rabbi Yehuda saying when he said, we're talking about Ketanim? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? So you know what he meant to say? What are the Arba Kosos and the Kiddush enacted on? Wine. Kids have no shaychus to drinking wine. And therefore, if kids have no shaychus to drinking wine, Rav Yehuda says it doesn't make any sense that they have to be involved in Kiddush or Arba Kosos. They should be totally potter from hearing the bracha of their father. Because what is the ikar, Ariel? What is the ikar? The ikar is the what? The wine. If you take the approach of the wine, if you take the approach of the wine, then Rav Yehuda says, what on earth is there a reason to what? What on earth is there a reason for the children to listen? They don't drink wine, right? They don't drink wine at all. So if they don't drink wine at all, and that's exactly what he was slugging up there by saying, right? Remember Tosis said the word chinuch? You remember that, Benj?
Mm-hmm.
Remember he said, Yesh luchayim l'shmoa, arba kosos kamer umishum chinuch? Remember he said in Mishum Chinuch?
Right.
Where did he say the word in Mishum Chinuch?
The last full line of the Tosos.
Right. Right. That's when he was saying that the Gemara says each one should have his own coast, and then he slugged up. He says, no, they don't have to have their own coast. So exactly what he was saying, the whole purpose of was Nitkan Alayayin, they don't drink wine. So it's not Shaykh, the Takana of what? Of Kiddush, of saying brachas on something that they're totally what? Even if you say the ikar is the brachas, but the brachas is on what? What are you saying the brachas on? Yeah. On wine. So if the ketanim don't drink wine, it's ridiculous. Why do they have to hear the brachas of their father if they're not drinking wine? That's what Rabbi Yehuda was yelling at the Tanakhama about. That was his timing. I agree with you the ikar is the bracha, but the bracha has to be set on the wine. It's not set in a vacuum. And the ketanim don't drink wine. So if they don't drink wine, what's going on? What do they have to have anything for? That's what Rabbi Yehuda yells at. Ma toelis the tinokos b'yayin. That's the way you read it. I want you to get that. That's what the Pri Chodesh says. Okay? Yosef, you got me? Again, at that line of the Tosas, what were we doing? We were trying to slug up that each one should not have his own coast. Right? And the only reason why they're there is because why? Of chinuch. But Rabbi Yehuda says there's no reason to have chinuch. Why is there no reason to have chinuch? Because if the ikar is the brachas are on the wine, but they don't drink the wine. So what do they have to hear it for? That was Rabbi Yehuda's taina on the Tanakhama. That's one nekuda. Second nekuda I want you to get. Okay, let's get it. Second nekuda, guys, is what does it mean at the very end you have to make sure everyone has their own cup and make sure that it's not pogum, Ariel? What does it mean you have to make sure each cup is not pogum? What is that all about? Tosa says You have to make sure, even though they're not saying the bracha on their own coast because they're listening to Baal HaBos, that their cup is not pugim. Who argues on this? Please get it down. The Ra'ah, the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Birkas HaMazon, Simen Kuf Pei Beis and Rabbeinu David, on Kuf Chesem and Beis argues and says, the only time that pugim is an issue, Yehuda, is when you are saying the bracha. But the Shomim are not saying the bracha, therefore they're just drinking, and there is no problem of what? Of pugum, at all. There is no problem of pugum. And the Dvar Shmuel says, the Chiddush of our Tosas is that even though they're not saying a bracha, their kosh should not be pugum. Tosas is a Chiddush, guys. Rabbeinu, the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu David argue on our Tosas. And they say that if the Shomim are not saying a bracha, their cups could be pugum. But you know what another Chiddush might be of the Tosas? I think if you want to be machmer to make sure everyone has a cup, that's fine. But I want you to know something. If their cups are pugim, don't do the chumrah. That's another way to read the chumrah of Tosis, the Dvar Yaakov says. Get that down, Ariel. Granted, you want every person around the table to have a cup, but if it's going to be on the extent of what? I shouldn't say on, it's going to be on the expense of each guy having pugim, then forget about the chumrah. That's another way to read the Tosis. Okay? There's another way to read the Tosis. One way to read the Tosis, even though they're not saying the bracha, we want their cup to be not pugim. That's against Rabbeinu David, the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu David. Say, if you're not saying the bracha, your cup could be pugim. Pugim means only significance. If you're saying a bracha, Tosis says no. Anyone's cup shouldn't be pugim, even if you're not saying the bracha. Or maybe you could say, if you want to be machmer to require everyone to have a cup, Don't let it be on the expense of it being pugim. If it's being pugim, then you don't need to do that chumrah of everyone having a cup. Okay. And the last nakuda I want to get to, and let's close with this, okay? It's late. Let's just close with this. What did the Rashbam say on the Mishnah? And then tomorrow we start the Gemara, Bezrat Hashem. We have long Seder tomorrow on Thursday, okay? Thursday we're going to have a lunch for Tu B'Shvat, okay? It's my matana to everybody. We'll have hamburgers, okay, for Tu B'Shvat. One sec, Binyamin, you asked me afterwards. I want to just finish this off quickly. What did the Rashbam say? Rashbam said, if you have to borrow money, or if you have to work for it, you better find the wine for Arbakosis. You remember that? We said from the Rashbam? The Rashbam said, the only time you get the money is when what? When you're getting what? When you have no mazon of Shtei Sudas, and you're getting food from the Tamchui, then you can get wine. Remember that? But the Rashbam said, you got to go out of your way. You got to go out of your way. What was the Lashon Rashbam? You guys remember? What was the Lashon Rashbam at the very end? He said that what? If they don't give it to you, for some reason the guy that's sucking didn't give it to you. You better what? Make sure you get the wine. Either what? Borrow the money or work for it. So I want you to get this down. The Gemara says in Ksubas and Daf Nun. It's quoted by the Ramah and Simen Tov Reish Nunvav according to the Ran and Sukkah. How much money do you have to spend for a mitzvah? How much money? A chomish. 20%. Excellent, Sam. Ayabaz Bez Yosher Mechomish. More than a fifth. Let me ask you a question. Isn't that much more? You have no money at all. It's like 100%. So the Magid Mishnah Nichos Chanukah Perek Dado Lachi Yibbez and Rabbi Kiveger quote, because of Pursuming Nisa. Arba Kosis is Pursuming Nisa. You have to spend 100% even. The Rambam writes, near Chanukah is Pursuming Nisa, you also have to sell your suit. Sell your clothes. In the Bir Halacha, let's close with this. In Simen Tov Reish Nun Vav, Dirmas Gafilu says, I got a problem with this. Because what does it say in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Beis? You have to knock on doors to get candles for Shabbos. Shabbos candles? Is that Pursuming Nisa? No. So why do you have to knock on doors to get Shabbos candles? It's not Pursuming Nisa. Who asked this kasha? The Moruksia leaves it as a kasha. So you know what the answer is? Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is adif than Pursuming Nisa. If for Pursuming Nisa you have to do this, how much more so for Shalom Bayis? The last Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says the whole Torah was given over for Shalom. Hashem's willing to erase his name to make Shalom to a man and wife. The case of Sota, Suffolk Sota. All its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. turn our hearts to the Torah, renew our days of old, and let us all say amen. Kol nitivo seh shalom. The whole point of the Torah is for shalom. Shalom bayis is more powerful even than pursuing nisa. Which is more important, Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles?
Shabbos candles.
Shabbos candles, Gemara says. That's the answer. If you have to spend 100% for pursuing nisa, you better spend 100% for shalom bayis candles, and therefore go knocking on the doors for it. That's the answer, guys. Okay, we'll close here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chazer over. I'm sorry we went over a little bit. Please don't forget Mincha and Minyan. Okay? And I'll see you guys tonight, B'zot Hashem. Sichus Musa tonight, B'zot Hashem. Then tomorrow we got a long Seder, B'zot Hashem. And Thursday we'll have a lunch. We'll start here a little early and end early. We'll have the lunch from 12 to 12:45. Hamburgers, B'zot Hashem.